Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nurturies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Holocaust Industry: Reflections on the Exploitation of Jewish Suffering is a polemical work by political scientist Norman G. Finkelstein that argues Holocaust memory has been shaped by institutional interests as much as by historical truth and moral duty. Writing in a sharp, prosecutorial style, Finkelstein distinguishes between the historical reality of the Nazi genocide and what he describes as a modern industry of commemoration, litigation, and political messaging. He contends that powerful organizations and public figures have sometimes leveraged Jewish suffering to secure financial settlements, cultural authority, and geopolitical advantage, particularly in post-war debates involving the United States, Europe, and Israel. The book is widely known for its controversial claims about restitution campaigns and the ethical responsibilities of communal leadership. It also insists on universal lessons from the Holocaust, warning that selective remembrance can distort history and weaken solidarity with other victims of oppression. Whether readers accept or reject his conclusions, the book aims to provoke scrutiny of how collective trauma is narrated and who benefits from its public use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating historical catastrophe from public narrative. A central move in the book is the distinction between the Holocaust as a historical event and the Holocaust as a public narrative administered through institutions, media, and politics. Finkelstein argues that remembering a genocide is not automatically the same as understanding it, and that commemoration can be shaped by incentives unrelated to education or mourning. He suggests that, in certain periods, Holocaust discourse became more prominent not simply because new evidence emerged, but because it served changing political needs, including Cold War alignments and the strategic positioning of Israel and major Jewish organizations in Western public life. This framing invites readers to think about memory as a social product, influenced by funding, gatekeeping, and reputational power. The topic also includes an ethical claim that invoking the Holocaust should elevate empathy and universal rights rather than reinforce group exceptionalism. By questioning who defines legitimate remembrance, he challenges readers to examine museums, ceremonies, school curricula, and public statements as arenas where history can be simplified, moralized, or weaponized. The argument does not deny the genocide; it interrogates how its meaning is packaged, circulated, and sometimes insulated from criticism. Secondly, restitution, compensation, and the politics of claims-making. The book devotes significant attention to post-war restitution and compensation efforts, especially late 20th century campaigns involving banks, insurers, and governments. Finkelstein argues that legitimate demands for justice were sometimes merged with institutional agendas that prioritized large settlements, public leverage, and organizational prestige. He raises questions about transparency, accountability, and the distribution of recovered funds, contending that some negotiations were conducted in ways that benefited intermediaries more reliably than individual survivors. This topic also touches on the moral complexities of monetizing suffering. On one hand, financial compensation can acknowledge wrongdoing and offer practical relief. On the other, the process can become adversarial and theatrical, encouraging inflated rhetoric, simplified storytelling, and pressure tactics that may blur lines between advocacy and opportunism. Finkelstein presents restitution as a field where law, public relations, and communal politics intersect, and he asks readers to scrutinize who speaks for victims and how representative authority is established. The broader implication is that justice mechanisms require rigorous oversight to avoid reproducing inequality. Even readers skeptical of his conclusions can use this discussion to consider governance standards for victim compensation, philanthropic stewardship, and public trust. Thirdly, institutional power and the role of communal leadership. Another important theme is the influence of major organizations, prominent spokespersons, and professionalized advocacy networks in defining Holocaust-related priorities. Finkelstein portrays a landscape where certain institutions act as gatekeepers of legitimacy, deciding which narratives are amplified, which criticisms are condemned, and which political alliances are treated as non-negotiable. He suggests that this concentration of authority can produce conformity, where dissenting scholars, journalists, or activists face reputational penalties for challenging accepted frameworks. The book links institutional power to fundraising, media access, and relationships with governments, arguing that moral language about remembrance can also function as a shield against scrutiny. This topic extends beyond internal community debates to the broader public sphere. It asks how a society distinguishes between genuine moral leadership and leadership that leverages historical trauma for influence. It also probes the tension between collective solidarity and individual accountability, particularly when institutions claim to represent survivors or Jewish communities worldwide. The book pushes readers to consider governance and ethics. How are leaders selected? What checks exist on their authority? and how can communities ensure that remembrance serves education and care rather than organizational self-preservation? The argument is meant to be unsettling, urging evaluation of power dynamics within advocacy itself. Fourthly, Holocaust memory and geopolitical argument and media culture. Finkelstein argues that Holocaust remembrance has sometimes been integrated into geopolitical debates, especially those involving Israel, the United States, and European states. In this account, references to the Holocaust can operate as a moral trump card, closing discussion by framing opponents as uniquely suspect or by equating criticism of policy with hostility to Jews. He contends that this dynamic can erode open debate and reduce complex historical and political questions to symbolic allegiance tests. The topic also covers how media culture shapes memory. Public discourse often favors emotionally potent stories, clear villains, and simplified moral lessons, and Finkelstein suggests that such incentives can turn remembrance into a performative genre. When that happens, the Holocaust becomes less a subject of historical inquiry and more a recurring rhetorical resource used to mobilize audiences, raise funds, or protect favored institutions from critique. The book also implies a cost-instrumental memory can diminish attention to other mass atrocities and weaken universal commitments to human rights. By highlighting these patterns, Finkelstein invites readers to analyze how language about trauma is deployed in speeches, documentaries, commemorations, and political campaigns, and to distinguish careful historical education from messaging designed to secure advantage. Lastly, universal lessons, comparative suffering, and moral responsibility. A final major topic is the moral direction that Holocaust remembrance should take. Finkelstein argues that the historical specificity of the Nazi genocide must be respected, but he insists that its lessons should not be monopolized. He criticizes approaches that treat Jewish suffering as incomparable in ways that block solidarity with other victims of racism, colonial violence, or state repression. In his view, elevating one group's trauma into a permanent moral exceptionalism risks turning memory into hierarchy, where empathy is rationed and political claims are insulated from ethical evaluation. This theme challenges readers to consider how to honor victims without converting tragedy into status. It also raises questions about education, whether teaching the Holocaust should emphasize universal human rights and the dangers of dehumanization, or whether it should primarily reinforce communal identity and geopolitical loyalty. Finkelstein's broader moral claim is that remembrance should promote consistency. If the Holocaust is invoked as the ultimate warning, then societies and communities should apply its ethical implications beyond ceremonial contexts, including in how they respond to contemporary injustice. Readers may disagree with his framing, but the topic encourages a demanding standard memory that leads to principled action, not only commemoration. In conclusion, this book best suits readers interested in political critique of public memory, the ethics of victim advocacy, and the intersection of history with institutions and power. Scholars and students in Holocaust studies, political science, media studies, and modern Jewish history may find it useful as a contentious case study in how narratives are constructed and defended. It can also benefit general readers who want to understand why debates about remembrance, restitution, and public speech become so charged. The potential life benefit is not self-help comfort, but intellectual sharpening. The book pushes readers to ask who represents victims, how money and publicity influence moral causes, and how to separate empathy from political manipulation. Compared with many Holocaust-related works that focus primarily on historical documentation or personal testimony, this book stands out by interrogating the modern uses of Holocaust memory in law, fundraising, and geopolitics. Its value lies in forcing careful scrutiny of institutions that claim moral authority and in encouraging a more universal, rights-centered approach to learning from atrocity. Even readers who dispute the author's conclusions may find it worth buying because it frames questions that standard commemorative narratives often avoid, prompting more rigorous and ethically consistent engagement with history. If you would like to support Norman G. Finkelstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.